The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Their disciples approached Jesus and said, "Why do you speak to the crowd in parables?" He said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven have been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look, but they do not see, and hear, but they do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear, but not understand. You shall indeed look, but never see.' Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and be converted, and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." The Gospel of the Lord. So at the beginning of Mass this morning, I said to you today was a feast day at the feast of St. Bridget of Sweden. Now, she was a very interesting woman. Not that all women are interesting, but she was even more so a very, very interesting woman, and a very courageous woman, and a very brave woman. So a little bit about her. She was born in the year 1303, and she died in the year 1373. Now, during her lifetime, she married a nobleman, and she had 8 children. And when she was 30 years old, she was summoned by the King of Sweden to go and work in his court as a maid-in-waiting to the Queen. And while she was there, she became very disillusioned at the things that were going on in the court, a lot of idolatrous living and an adulterous living. And so she decided to leave there, and with her husband, who was called Ulf, U-L-F, Ulf or Ulf, and they decided they would found a monastery. And it was an unusual monastery. It was a monastery of mixed, a monastery of men and women, but in adjacent buildings. And then she went on to found other monasteries, and eventually she went on a pilgrimage to Rome in the Holy Year in 1350, and stayed there for the rest of her life, caring for the sick and the poor. And at that time, the Pope did not live in Rome. He lived in Avignon. And so she took on the Pope, and she told the Pope to get back to Rome as quick as he could, because again in Rome she saw all the bad things that were happening. So you can see she was a woman who achieved a lot in her life, a woman of great courage and she's now one of the co-patrons of Europe. Now, have we got a minute? Hopefully we have, to look at the gospel this morning. And we've come across this same reading very recently about Jesus speaking in parables. And I think a good thing to remember is that Jesus' native tongue was Aramaic. And in the Aramaic language had a very small vocabulary, did not have too many words. And so many words in the Aramaic language had a host of different meanings. And that in some ways helped us to understand the parables. And a lot of the words and a lot of the things in Aramaic language can contain a hidden meaning, and you've got to search, you know, in order to find out what does this mean at this moment for me in my life. That's the real good way of looking at a parable. What does this mean for me at this moment in my life? And it helps us, a parable teaches us how to interpret events. And so, for example, we have a big, enormous event in our life at the moment. We have the pandemic. Now, how do you interpret that in your life? That's the question for you this morning. And I think that's a very, very important question. Now, I can't interpret it for you, but I'm at the moment and have been looking at the pandemic and what's happening in the world and asking myself, because everything that happens is part of God's plan. And so I'm asking myself, I can see a plan, but it has to apply to me in my life. So I'm looking at what's going on in the world at the moment, and what is God trying to teach me? What is he trying to tell me? What is God trying to tell me at the moment in the midst of all this? Maybe telling me, slow down. Maybe there are more important things in life than I was worried about and concerned with. There are many lessons to be learned at the moment. So I leave you this morning then with that question. What do you think God is trying to tell you at this moment? And are you willing to listen?